Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time.
Welcome to Counting to Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Tzelem Elohim, seeing the inherent godliness inside each and every one of us. Yesterday, we briefly mentioned the rabbi who started the Musar movement, Rav Yisrael Salander. We spoke about his rabbi's rabbi. Today we're going to be talking about one of his greatest students, one of the three students who really formed the three pillars of the Musar Yeshivas. We're going to talk about Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, the Altar of Slobodka. The Altar of Slobodka was a person whose main focus and main teachings are Gadlus HaAdam, the greatness of man, or said differently, Tzelem Elohim. Gadlus HaAdam is a focus which says that humanity is far, far greater. Each and every human being on the planet is far greater than we can even begin to comprehend. Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel famously didn't write a book because he said, I don't need a book, I have students. Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel was a man who believed in men. He believed in humanity so deeply and he believed in the greatness of humanity very deeply. Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel teaches that there is a principle, there is a halacha actually, that the Rambam brings down, which is lehistamus el Hashem, to be similar to God. We have a commandment to be like God. Just like Hashem is called merciful, we should behave mercifully. Just like God is compassionate, we should behave compassionately. And overall, we should be as godly as we possibly can be. Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel asks the question. He says, one second, how can we be commanded to do something that's absolutely inherently impossible? I cannot be godly. Yes, we spoke about the Nefesh HaChayim who says in a moment of free choice, we are creators like God. But I'm not godly, I'm human. I'm human means that I have limitations, I have a Yetzirah, I have challenges, everything about me is not godly. So how could it be that we're commanded to be similar to God? Most people understand it to mean that we have to take on God's attributes as much as we can. Be as kind as you can, be as compassionate as you can, do your best. But ultimately, no one's ever going to be as good as God. Says the Orat Safon, that's not what the Rambam means. When the Rambam says we have a mitzvah histamos el Hashem to be similar to God, what that means is not try reach for something that's above you or beyond you or up in the sky. Stop trying to, you know, fake it till you make it. That's not what it means to be like God. What it means like God is to understand that there is inherent godliness inside of you. In a world where we are so quick to bash ourselves and criticize ourselves, we attribute our successes to others and we attribute our failures to ourselves. We are so hard on ourselves. Says Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Gadlus HaAdam says, I am good. I am a good person. I am a great person. I am a kind daughter. I am a compassionate mother. I am a sincere friend. I am a truth-sayer, teller. I'm a patient person. I'm generous. All of these things are inside of me. And yes, they get covered up by a little bit of impatience, a little bit of external, superficial, bad character traits. But who I am inherently is good. How often have we said that to ourselves? The challenge for today as we work on this midah of tapping into our Tzelem Elohim is to remind ourselves in moments when we're tried, in moments where things are difficult, say it out loud. Verbalize it. Maybe if you're alone in the car or maybe when no one's looking or maybe on your run, stop and say, I am good. I'm inherently, infinitely, endlessly good. And please God, in the merit of that, we'll be able to access that good and really bring it out to the fore and share it with the world. Thank you for learning with us.